So we are starting with Vibhaga Pranayama. In Vajrasana, our toes are together, heels apart, back straight. Four fingers gap between knees only. And there is no pressure in the toes. The toes are just together. Start with Kanishtha Vibhaga Pranayama. Palms flat and parallel to the ground, just below the lowest rib. The fingers are together and elbows are slightly forward. Slight pressure on the abdomen with the help of these four fingers. Maintaining that pressure, keeping your eyes closed, specs removed, smile on your face. Exhale and start. After completing your cycle, change to Madhyama. In Madhyam Vibhag Pranayam, the thumbs are in the armpits. Hands are in line with the shoulders. Exhale and start. After completing your cycle, change to Jyeshtha Vibhag Pranayam, in which we bring the chest forward, chin down, raise our hands behind the ear and fold them backward, and elbows as close as possible, maintaining little pressure on the head. We continue with 4-5 ratio, Jyeshtha Vibhag Pranayam. Exhale and start. Stop after completing your cycle. Slowly bring your hands, first raise them, bring them down, and then bring your neck up. After completing your cycle, come out of the position. Ready for dhoti? 1, 2, 3. And elbows are loose and relaxed and falling on the ground. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Blow very powerfully. Relax your elbows on the ground. Ready? Wait. Inhale only after coming up. Ready? 1, 2, blow. You may come out of Vajrasana if you want. Take care, your thumbs inside, fist made. If you need rest, come forward for a while. Come back again in Vajrasana. Let's start now with Mudra Pranayam. Chin Mudra. Exhale and start. Change to Chinmay Mudra after completing your cycle. Exhale and start. After completing your cycle, that is after Shunyaka, change to Adi Mudra, the thumb inside, and the fist facing downward. Exhale and start. If you need rest, come forward for a while. Come back again in Vajrasana. We'll be continuing with Merudanda. Exhale and start. And in Purna Mudra, we again make like Adi Mudra fists. And these fists are entangled where we wear the ring. And then we straighten the arms. They straighten up so that this whole hand becomes straight. And holding that, shoulders get automatically raised a little. This is Purna Mudra. Exhale and start.
stop after completing your cycle, then we'll do dhoti together. In dhoti, your arms are going like this, and elbows touching the ground, relaxed. Navel part pull inside, that is in shunyak you are there. And when you want to inhale, come up and inhale. Ready? 1, 2, 3. So blow out the air as much as you can, fully, in the first blow itself. Then come forward and bend little more air. If remaining, it also comes out, that is also to be thrown out. It's a single exhalation, gets broken into the parts. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Go down, blow. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Blow. Empty your lungs. Hold the emptiness. And when you want the breath in, come up and inhale. Once more we'll do. Ready? 1, 2, 3. The next thing we do, Sukha Pranayama. 3 fingers keep together. Use the little finger and the thumb to close the nostrils. So we start with an exhalation from the left nostril. And after a number of cycles, we conclude or end up also by exhaling through the left nostril. So this is called as Sukha Pranayama or Nadi Santulan is another name. Balancing of nadis. So Vajrasana, close the right nostril with thumb, exhale through left, inhale through left, close the left nostril with little finger, exhale through right, inhale through right, close the right with thumb, exhale through left. So you understood the cycle. Now you continue at your pace, as slowly and comfortably you can do, naturally, no kumbhak, no shunya, no sound, simple breathing in and out. Back straight, be with your breath. If you go around here and there in the thought process, come back to your breath. So you may be knowing that there are 72,000 channels of energy flow in our body. They are not like veins or arteries, but they are subtle channels of flow of energy. And amongst them, the three important are called as left, right and central, which are along the spine. So here we activate both of them. Usually only one nostril is functioning and the prana is flowing through either left or right. But now with this Sukha Pranayam or Nadi Santulan, as it is called, as balancing of nadis, what do we do is we activate both the nadis, both the channels of flow of air and both the channels of flow of prana. Then the prana starts getting activated through the middle channel or the central channel called as Sushumna Nadi. So they are called as Ida, Pingala and Sushumna, left, right and central. So central channel of flow of energy gets activated. That's the effect of Sukha Pranayam. Besides that, you must have experienced calmness. The mind gets settled. Okay.